early stages. You know, I haven't done this for a number of years, but I got a great teacher, Kevin Green. I got a great guy, Kevin, in Cammon, who really is a great technician. And so these techniques, I'm really honing in on them and learning them and really perfecting them. And it's a process, but every day I'm taking a step forward, and, you know, it's just onward and upward from here.
I mean, you played with your hand down for years, so this...
For years, for 1 year.
Well, I guess the only year. But it was... So is that kind of taking advantage of kind of all your strengths, the things that you've done? You've played with your hand down, you've played linebacker?
Yeah, the number one underlying thing about me is the aggressiveness, the high motor, you know, my willingness to go out and be physical. And so... You know, being able to tune that in and really hone it into this kind of position and what is asked of it, and then being able to perfect and hone in on those techniques that are required of the position, it takes a balance of the two. Because you can go run around and bust heads with people all day and not do a dang thing. You know, so it's a matter of really being technical but not compromising the approach in terms of the aggressiveness and the high motor.
Are you excited for family night coming up?
Yeah, it's going to be fun to go out there and play in front of our fans again, you know, and be out on Lambeau Field and really just be in the mix of, you know, of training camp and the process of preparing ourselves for the regular season. It's always fun and a joy.
Yeah, I think you missed your first one with a hamstring.
Yeah, I missed the first one with a hammy, and then my second one with an ACL.
With me. So,
yeah.
So
this is my, third one.
Third.
Yeah.
All right, so you get the full experience.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You mentioned Kevin Green. The intensity that he brings, is that unusual for a coach, for other coaches that you...
Heck, I don't know. I think all coaches have a certain type of intensity. His happens just to be more outward, and so you see it more, whereas some coaches maybe... I mean, I've had a coach, and to be honest, Kevin Green is not the most intense coach I've ever had. I've had a coach that was almost... You didn't think he was human. That's how. And I'm not going to name any names, because if this got back to him, he might be offended by it, but it's true. He was the guy that didn't speak a lot. He was the guy that was very stoic. You know, he's changed a little. He's evolved into more of a personable guy. But, you know, I've had different types of intensity. And Kevin Green's happens to be the more outward, expressive kind, which is fine. You know, it makes it fun.
Do you like that? I mean, for
yeah,
your
I'm like that kind of guy, you know. So it sort of, you know, rubs off of me. And it's sort of like I'm used to it because that's how I am. So.
Like two peas in a pod, then?
Two peas in a pod. Oh, sure. I mean, it's fun. You know, it's fun where I think we have similar personalities. And so, you know. It's more than anything, it's just fun to learn and to be out there working in a position that's, you know, fits who I am. So.
Do you get the feeling he would headbutt you with your helmet on?
You know, he's wanted to a few times. He said that. He's like, man, I just want to headbutt all you guys right now. And I said, oh, I don't do you think you would like that there, Kevin. You might be on the wrong end of that deal. But,
get
oh, well. Yeah. Guys, I love the chit-chat, but I got to go.
All right.